Welcome, my friends. See, I'm having so much fun. I'm already lit up before we start. I guess the 6 doses of iced tea did not hurt any. We are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs today at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. And today is National Mocha Coffee Day. So I want you all to go out and celebrate. Have a couple of mochas. If you do, then you'll talk like me and you'll be off the charts. Also, it's St. Michael's Day. And for those of you who don't know, St. Michael is a patron saint of grocers and bakers. It's also called Goose Day, some places. And the quote is, if you eat goose on Michaelmas Day, you will never want money all year round. My friends, I hope you've learned by now that these goofy sayings that people come up with, it came from medieval times, where if they got a shilling, they were set for the year. So do not go out and eat goose and wait for the money to come, okay? You still got to go to work on Monday. It's not like the lotto. I'm just letting you know. But the lotto is here today. We've hit the lotto as we have one of the greatest Indian culinary chefs and teachers in the world here today. And we are going to unfold the mysteries of Indian cooking. Chef Raghavan, and your last name is Iyer?
Iyer, yep.
And we, that's it. It's Chef Raghavan from now on because you have achieved that one-name status.
Took me 52 years, but hey, I'm here.
And you don't look a day over 20. I got to tell you, you must eat good because you're slender, good-looking. I mean, the whole nine yards. If I were, no, never mind. But I got to tell you, Chef, this is exciting because you really, this new cookbook of yours, well, all these recipes today, we took right out of the cookbook. And let's talk about some of the things you're going to do and tradition. So much a part of the culture.
It is. And, you know, and we're going to talk about techniques in the context of 4 recipes. And again, I use recipes as a jumping point, really. We're going to look at 2 of the most quintessential dishes that sort of represent India in the Western world. And we're talking about tandoori chicken and naan, which to me are the iconic dishes in the North Indian restaurants. And to me, showcasing the beauty of the egg is, I think, phenomenal, doing those 2 particular recipes.
That's why I was so excited to get you into the Big Green Egg, because so much of the cooking in India is done in clay and ceramic now, I would imagine. So this is kind of exciting. This is like literally coming home for you.
It is coming home. And also, you know, in tying in with those 2, we're going to do 2 accompaniments that's going to also showcase the beauty of Indian cooking. One, we're going to do a yellow split pea and a potato stew, which we call a dal, which is flavored with toasted chilies and coriander and cumin seeds. And then we're also going to do a wonderfully spiced rice pilaf, a basmati rice that's perfumed with whole spices and flavored with caramelized onions. And we're going to talk about a very, very simple spice blend we're going to pull together to flavor our chicken, and lots of really interesting points to touch on today.
And once again, I cannot say enough, Chef Raghavan, this is really neat because most of this, you can go to your grocery store and get this. You can try this tonight at home because you're going to have the recipes right here. And if you wait a few days, you'll actually see them online right there with the name of the cookbook. You know, it's funny because when your PR person sent us the cookbook, that's what sold me. The cookbook more than anything. I mean, the write-up was nice. I mean, you're full of it when it comes to street cred.
In a good way.
Yes, when it comes to street cred, you're full of it. But the cookbook just blew me away. So I took it to an Indian friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I said, come on, is this as good? And his wife, who does most of the cooking, says, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is like we cook at home. This is everything that we do at home. In fact, there's some recipes here, and she stole recipes. I'm sorry. I tried to get her to buy the book. I tried to get her to buy the book, but she stole the recipes. But that's okay because her husband owns the number 1 cigar store on the panhandle of Florida, one of my only vices in life. So, but they were very excited. They said it was extremely well done. They were very excited about it. They're eventually going to buy the book, no doubt. But when Indian people are telling me how great the book is, and I, as a non-Indian cook who loves to experiment, I saw how easy it was. This book is amazing. Tell us a little bit about the mindset of the book before we get into the recipes.
Well, the book, even though this is my 4th book as the author, I feel like this book is 30 years in the making. Because I came to this country not knowing how to cook, not knowing how to boil water. So I learned to cook the Indian way in a foreign land. And so being in a small town in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota before I transferred to Michigan State,
yes.
That's where I learned to cook the Indian way, going to these really small grocery stores and walking down the aisle and realizing what is here that I could use to create that facsimile of flavors that I was used to growing up. And so eventually, over the course of time, I felt like I was in an authoritative position to now say, here's my years of experience, and I know what it takes to cook this way. And so so that's how the book really came about. And it really breaks down in the context of a cooking class format almost.
And that's you're right, and that's what makes it so good. So, Chef, without further ado, Chef Ravagan, airwaves are your oyster.
Well, thank you. Let's shell those oysters, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Shuck away.
Shuck away.
So what are we going to do first?
We're going to do the garam masala.
Okay.
Because we want to get that toasted and ground. And that's going to we're going to add that to the chicken. And to marinate the chicken, obviously, we'll do the, you know, the blender thing as well.
So this is going to be a show where we're going to be jumping around a little bit into different things because – but it's all about timing and cooking anyway.
It is about timing. And you have to have – I always say, you know, there's a certain sense of ADHD we need when we're cooking the kitchen. Because if you want to sort of jump around and but still function enough to coordinate everything so it all comes together. So we're going to do the garam masala, which is a blend that to me typifies some of the flavors in the northern parts of India. You know, the word garam means warm, and it's an internal sense of warmth you get by imbibing spices like clove, cinnamon, cardamom, peppercorns, bay leaves. And those are the spices that we're going to toast whole.
Now, in northern Indian cuisine, would this be the equivalent of Cajun spice blends that people make down South Louisiana for their Cajun cooking?
Again, you don't have a particular garam masala that represents all of North India. I mean, if you've got a bajillion homes in that area, sure, you will find so many versions of garam masala. And so the word masala is a blend. It could be a dry blend. It could be a wet blend. And so here's a blend of dried, toasted whole spices that are going to be ground that creates a sense of internal warmth in your body. And that's where the term garam masala comes in. And what's interesting is even though we're going to use garam masala in a different way for this chicken recipe, we're going to use that same garam masala, leave it whole, and flavor the rice. And so you'll see the multiple personalities from a given spice and how we really incorporate this diversity we talk about.
And you love to cook at home. I mean,
cook a lot at home.
Why are you skinny?
Well, yeah.
wrong.
You can trust a skinny cook.
No, you can't. Well, I guess we're going to have to today.
I guess so. You don't have a choice.
And no one knows how to skinny you up or fatten you up, depending on how much naan and rice you eat.
But which also shows you the health aspect of Indian cooking.
And there you go. And who should know better than Chef Ragavan? His book is Indian Cooking Unfolded. His pan is heating up.
Now, pan's heating up, and I'm adding the whole spices I talked about. Cinnamon stick, dried red chilies, bay leaves, peppercorns, cumin seeds, and the cardamom pods, which I removed the seeds from the pod, and it's got some coriander seeds, which is, you know, when cilantro goes to seed, what you end up getting is coriander seed. My pan's hot. It's a dry heat, and I'm going to go ahead and add the whole spices to that. And you can see we're looking for a color change. We're looking for an aroma change. I've always said with Indian food and spices, you can cook with a blindfold, which is to me very, and I can hear now, the seeds are starting to crackle and sizzle and pop. And so that's
Rice
really
Krispies.
Like Rice Krispies. You can see those chilies blackening, which really, in a way, intensifies the heat from the chilies. We're not contented being hot enough. We want it hotter. And so that's what we do by doing that. You can see.
Oh, the smell is just wonderful.
And that's all it took.
Jeez.
Less than 30 seconds. And so we're going to cool that off, and then we're going to add that to the little grinder we have set aside. And this is a grinder that is like a coffee grinder, and it's reserved for spices. And the goal is to, once it's cool, we're going to go ahead and grind that. And you will see, you're smelling the aroma of this.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, right now, and which is good. I want you to remember that, because when you smell it after I grind it, you will realize how different it is, and which will bring me to a point about what Indian food is all about in terms of complexity, and also in terms of spice, which we look at. And I've always said, you know, with Indian food, you give good Indian spices to a good Indian cook, you should be able to extract 8 different flavors from a given spice.
Wow.
And to me, that is what really, really sets apart the complexity of Indian cooking.
While Chef is cooling down his spices, getting ready, we'll blend them up when we come back. It's all about food. It's all about spice. It's all about flavor. It's all about the celebration of Indian cuisine with Chef Raghavan Iyer, his cookbook, Indian Cooking Unfolded. He's on a 35-city tour, but luckily for us, he's with us. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of the Big Green Egg Retail Center in Tucker, Georgia, baby.